effects of the coronavirus continue. It's Monday, February 17th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. You'll find us on Facebook at VOA Asia. Also ahead, we visit two Asian nations dealing with the virus outbreak, a change in security status near the South China Sea, culture learned from refugee letters. It's all on today's VOA Asia. Chinese health officials said Sunday that the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for the third consecutive day. The Health Commission confirmed 1,843 new cases, representing a drop from higher numbers of new cases in recent days. Over the previous 2 days, China had reported more than 7,500 new infections. The death toll from the virus in mainland China hit 1,665, with 142 deaths reported Sunday. National Health Commission spokesman Mi Feng said the trends showed that China was succeeding in controlling the outbreak. But the World Health Organization warned Sunday that it will be impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take. The impact of the coronavirus outbreak has affected many aspects of life, including the presence of the U.S. National Basketball Association in China. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver feels the sport will be a positive help to Chinese fans, and the league will return to normal operations there.
When it came to the coronavirus, I would say we thought for a moment, should we be doing the things that we've always done around disasters in the world, the kinds of humanitarian relief efforts that we've been involved in China, Africa, India, United States. And we thought, my God, like, in terms of what we stand for, we should continue to do, this should be business as usual. And so I think that, well, I know from the data that we look at, there continues to be enormous interest in the NBA in China. And my sense is that there will be a return to normalcy fairly soon, but I can't say exactly when.
Also on Sunday, American passengers who had been quarantined on a cruise ship off the coast of Japan since February 3rd were flown home. The American passengers aboard the Diamond Princess, which reported 355 infected people, left the ship Sunday and were put on chartered flights back to the United States, where they will likely be quarantined for another 14 days. The World Health Organization said late Saturday there are 50,580 laboratory-confirmed cases of the coronavirus around the world, with the vast majority of the cases located in China. These are among some of the top Asia headlines that you'll find right now when you make a visit to voanews.com. China reports fewer new cases of coronavirus. U.S. labels China greatest potential adversary. Thai soldiers' deadly rampage puts army on defense. You can read and watch more on VOA Asia Facebook. Also visit us on Twitter, plus the voanews.com website. VOA Asia continues. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. As the new coronavirus continues to claim lives and the global community intensifies efforts to stem the crisis, in Thailand, where scientists had predicted a bigger outbreak of the virus, updated information has been sporadic. That's leaving many Thais, especially broadcasters and others in the media, to wonder if some cases are going undetected or unreported. Steve Sanford reports from Krabi, Thailand.
Experts predicted that Thailand would be one of the countries most at risk for coronavirus transmission because of lenient travel restrictions and the massive influx of Chinese visitors last month. But the low number of reported cases and limited information released by the government has led to major concerns by many in the media.
I want officials to give us information regularly until it is under control and completely finished. Right now, I think officials should treat it like an emergency so we can get all the accurate information and provide it to our audience for their protection.
Some tourists who spoke to VOA said they had been given basic advice repeated in many languages by tour guides to avoid getting the virus.
say in Thai and China, Korean, Japan, and in English. And they say how we can save us for the coronavirus. Instead, we can take clean hands and wash hands. And yeah, and then we know it from Germany.
Still, others were taking a more cautious approach.
Yeah, you don't really know if you're infected until it's too late, right? So better take some precautions.
Meanwhile, some locals in the predominantly Buddhist nation were taking to more traditional spiritual measures for protection from the deadly virus.
Many customers have family still in China, and they worry but can't do anything about it and want ways to protect themselves, so they turn to the Buddhist faith. When they choose an amulet, they pick ones that are powerful and can protect them from the danger.
As international attention is focused on China to help curb the virus, many observers are concerned that neighboring countries like Thailand are putting business ahead of safety. Steve Sanford for VOA News, Krabi, Thailand.
Several countries around the world are being cautious by testing incoming traffic through their ports. Bangladesh's Cox's Bazar is home to thousands of refugee Rohingya that attract aid workers from different countries, including China. VOA's Malzim Hossein Shakil filed this report from Cox's Bazar on how Bangladesh is avoiding possible infections. Kevin Enix narrates the story.
Bangladesh health officials say the country has yet to have a positive case of coronavirus. But while the virus hasn't spread, tensions have. Special precautionary measures are being taken in Cox's Bazar, which is a border district and home to one of the world's largest refugee camps, housing at least 300,000 Rohingya. People from different countries, including Chinese citizens, are working on ongoing development projects and aiding the Rohingya camps. Local government says all ports have checkpoints for testing any incoming traffic.
I set up a checking point at Cox's Bazar Airport and Teknaf Lamport. Foreigners have been kept under special surveillance, including Chinese citizens. We have all kinds of preparations.
Isolation wards and cabins have been prepared at the Cox's Bazar District Hospital as precautionary measures. Public awareness programs are also being implemented in the highly populated Rohingya camp.
Health education is being provided at the Rohingya camp. Various programs have been taken to prevent the spread of the virus.
All health advisors at this time suggest basic hygiene solutions like washing hands regularly. For Muazzam Hossein Shakil in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, this is Kevin Enix, VOA News.
We're glad to have you with us today as we begin another week on VOA Asia. President Donald Trump downplayed Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's notice to terminate the Visiting Forces Agreement. That's a decades-old pact that allows American forces to train in the country. Trump said the termination will save the United States a lot of money, but analysts say scrapping the agreement will deliver a serious blow to U.S. credibility as a security provider to counter China's influence in the region. White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has this report.
For decades, American and Filipino soldiers have trained together under the 1999 Visiting Forces Agreement. President Donald Trump said the U.S. has been instrumental in helping the Philippines fight the Islamic State terror group, but dismissed Manila's notice to terminate the VFA, saying the move will save the U.S. a lot of money.
And my relationship, as you know, is a very good one with their leader, and we'll see what happens. They'll have to tell me that.
Trump's statement contradicts his Secretary of Defense, who says the VFA termination runs counter to efforts urging China to abide by international norms in the region. Earlier this week, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte made the announcement after criticizing Washington's reported decision to cancel the U.S. visa of his former national police chief. The former police official enforced Duterte's war on drugs, which killed thousands and is condemned by human rights groups.
Trump and others are trying to save the Visiting Forces Agreement. I said I did not want it. The Americans are very rude.
One is that napakabastos ng Amerikano.
Unless a new deal is reached, the VFA will terminate in 6 months. While many within the security establishment in Manila and Washington want to maintain the pact, resistance from both leaders may make it difficult.
Rodrigo Duterte hates the Americans, wants to align the Philippines with China, and has been saying that the Visiting Forces Agreement should go for decades. Donald Trump despises alliances in general, thinks they're a waste of money, and just said that he doesn't care if an alliance ends. All of that is very consistent.
The Philippines is the oldest U.S. treaty ally in the Pacific, older even than the Japanese and Korean alliance. Analysts say that not having American troops in the Philippines may hamper intelligence gathering and counter-terror operations, and could mean a slower American response to help the region deal with natural disasters. Patsy Widakuswara, BOA News at the White House.
Coming up, exploring cultural roots. You're listening to VOA Asia. This news alert from VOA Asia. As the death toll from the COVID-19 virus continues to mount within China, the world is beginning to experience the economic fallout from the epidemic, and major events are now being canceled. Officials said as of Friday, there were nearly 64,000 confirmed cases in mainland China. Visit VOA Asia Facebook each day for top stories and great features. This is VOA Asia. As VOA Asia continues, children of immigrants who are born in the United States often struggle to understand their own identity. A Cambodian-American actress is using her art to explore her roots through a very personal story. VOA's Chetra Chap reports.
Dad, I'm going to write a play. Can you tell me more about how our relatives escaped the Khmer Rouge? How did they get to America?
This is Kolyan Ung on stage, performing Letters from Home, a play about her Cambodian relatives who wrote letters to her father asking him to help them escape the Khmer Rouge genocide.
They began in 1979 and spanned over the next several years, and they were letters from my family members who were trying to get out of the refugee camps asking for my father to help them because my father was in America.
You read each letter at the fireplace and then threw them into the fire.
Based in Los Angeles, the 33-year-old Cambodian-American actress earned her Master of Fine Arts in Acting from California Institute of the Arts, and she has worked with critically acclaimed theaters and opera companies such as Critical Mass Performance and Independent Shakespeare.
My noble father.
But working on such a personal project demanded more than just professional training and experience.
I felt overwhelmed because it is overwhelming, and the passages were very sad, but also because I was watching my father finally deal with it, and my father never talked about it.
Letters from Home is a two-hour multimedia solo performance based on the letters from Ung's father and his emotional journey dealing with what happened.
Hold the rocks, one in each hand. It is the only thing to console me.
In the play, Ung speaks, sings, and dances to tell us stories that pay tribute to refugees, immigrants, and the traumas passed down within families. Ung said working on this project allowed her to explore her connection to her family, legacy, and the countries of her father's birth.
As I started investigating the letters and as I started figuring out what my play was, I started realizing that I could also channel my relatives, my ancestors, through Shakespeare. And so the play is also about that, about understanding what it is to be Cambodian, maybe, perhaps, what it is to be an artist, a Cambodian artist.
Kolyan Ung has performed Letters from Home more than 20 times across the U.S., and she is scheduled to bring the play to Thailand and Cambodia in June. I'm Chatra Chap for VOA News, Los Angeles.
You've been listening to VOA Asia. We're glad you joined us today. If you missed part of our program, find the whole thing online. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud. Of course, it's on our website as well, voanews.com. And we ask you to follow us on our various social media channels like YouTube, Instagram, and VOA Asia Twitter. You can also follow us on the radio throughout Asia on great radio stations like Falcon Radio at Adamson University in the Philippines. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd also like to thank our director, Tracy Carter, and our engineer, Tony Pollack, managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, including Ira Melman, Keith Lane, and Doug Bernard. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a great day ahead.